It's time to get away, get away, get away.
It's time to get away with Dre. Dre's here to talk about travel on a Tuesday, so you can get away for the weekend. Get Away with Dre is brought to you by Essence Sri Lanka, which is an Australian-owned company founded by two passionate travellers. Shout-outs to Aravinda and Livia, offering all-inclusive private tours of Sri Lanka, promoting practical and ethical tourism. Spend less time travelling and more time exploring with Essence Sri Lanka. Dre, how would you be?
Oh, you know, cold. What about you?
I'm pretty all right. We're here to talk about activities and experiences that one can do in Perth.
Somewhere warmer, yes. So on this day, in 1829, Perth was discovered by the English.
Yes, isn't it amazing all this stuff that white people discover?
Yes, exactly.
I heard recently white people discovered jerk chicken. Shout-outs to you, white people.
Jerk chicken. Oh, gosh. That's a classic, though.
Yeah, so but there's, obviously, of course, the traditional lands of the Whadjuk Noongar people.
Yeah, so it does lay on those lands and always will. But the English named the city Perth after the city of Perth in Scotland. Did you know that?
They're just peas in a pod, so those two
cities.
They're
just copying everything, aren't they?
Yeah.
But let's go through a few fun activities and experiences you can do in Perth and the surrounds so we can get away to WA.
Firstly, we're going to a place that is beloved by musician Jelly Roll. He's known for his love of quokkas, often called calling them the happiest animal on earth, and I guess he would know Rottnest Island.
That's very true. Also, who doesn't love the quokkas? But did you know that a Dutch explorer first saw them and thought they were rats? Then they called it Rat's Nest. So that's kind of funny. But more than 10,000 quokkas actually live on Rottnest Island. Did you know that?
That's a lot of quokkas.
And you'll find them right across the island. And do you know what's better than, or what's cuter, I should say, than a quokka?
Nothing's cuter than a quokka.
A baby quokka.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to Google a picture of a baby quokka.
So in September, it's a good time to go to see the quokkas because it's baby quokka season.
Oh, look at how cute they are.
And they are everywhere. You can see them all around the island and they're doing their first wobbly steps. Adorable. But the Rottnest Voluntary Guides Association, they hold free quokka walking tours. Quokka walking. That's what they should call that, guys,
the
if you hear that. You call it that. And you can learn all about them. But they're always smiling, so everyone assumes that they're always happy. Maybe you should ask them, are you okay? No. They're quite happy. But did you know, Danny, that a quokka is only pregnant for 1 month until they give birth?
Oh, really?
No wonder they're happy, right?
Well, I mean, it doesn't give them enough time to paint the bedroom and all that stuff.
No, it does not give them time. But they've got the whole island to themselves. And quokkas are very important on the island. They're protected by law. And the Rottnest Island Authority are there to look after the quokka population in general, so by conserving the land's biodiversity. So if you get mugged by another person, good luck. But if you get mugged by a quokka, you're probably going to be the one to go in jail.
You'll be in trouble for
Why didn't
that?
You give them your wallet? Don't touch the quokkas when they approach you. You can't feed them.
Don't feed the quokkas.
It makes them sick.
Oh, okay.
That's not good. But Rottnest Island isn't just known for quokkas, funnily enough.
No.
It's also known for its beautiful blue watered beaches.
Yeah, these quokkas are living in a tropical paradise.
They are, and that's why they're happy, Danny. So the basin is a great place for snorkeling, white sand, bluest water, just super pretty. Thompson Bay, right next to the island's main settlement, and you get off there on your ferry. And it's the only swimming spot that's roped off for swimming. So families love it there. Their kids swim there as well. And you can spot a quokka or two lying on the beach. Under a fig tree.
Spot a quokka from miles away.
Little Parakeet Bay, no parakeets, but very beautiful beach. So on the northern side of the island, it's near Thompson Bay. Good for swimming, shallow, well protected, and it's just stunning. I've put a photo up there for you and they'll be up online.
They've been living most of their lives living in a quokka paradise there on Rottnest Island, only a 30-minute ferry ride from Fremantle or 90 minutes from Perth.
You can also take the plane, the helicopter, the seaplane, why not hire a private boat? But no car is needed on the island. It's actually car-free for the general public.
Yeah, that's good.
It's so good. So you can actually hire bikes, which is what I would do. You can just walk around the island or you can take the Explorer bus.
Next, we go to Shannon National Park.
Yeah, so this is 30 minutes from Northcliffe. Shannon National Park in the 1950s and the 60s actually was a mill town and it was built to cater to a timber shortage just after World War II. And then it was closed down in 1968. All the buildings were dismantled and removed and it is a beautiful national park now. So you can do the Great Forest Trees Drive.
Yeah.
So get in the car and it's a 50K self-guided drive. It winds through these beautiful, spectacular old Jarra, Mari, and Kari Forest. And Kari trees are actually one of the tallest hard tree woods that you could see. It also starts at the recreation area on the north side of the Southwestern Highway, and it finishes at the campground just south of the highway as well. And there's pit stops you can do along the way. There's ones that have a beautiful view, and then you can stretch your legs and do some activities from the ground. And there's a few short or longer challenging forest walks as well, all on gravel, so you can do it on a two-wheel drive or a coach, but you do have to be careful when you drive there because it winds through.
It's a long and winding road.
Let's play Beatles after that. But Shadow National Park also has three bridal trails for horse riders, and there's a few campgrounds where you can camp with your horse like cowboys.
Don't bring your own horse. Very difficult to get them through customs. Finally, we're going to the Valley of the Giants treetop walk.
Okay, so this is in Walpole Wilderness National Park in a place called Tingledale.
Oh, that's nice. Tingledale.
Why is it called Tingledale? Because this is a very high walk and you'll feel the tingles when you look down because...
Yes, it might make your spidey sense start tingling.
It really would. So if you're scared of heights, not a good place to go. But also, I like to say, get out there, face your fears, do this walk if you're scared of heights.
Are you scared of heights? Because you routinely spend time up high.
Yes, I do. I'm very scared of it, but that's why I'm like, go do it, guys.
That's why you do it.
That's why you do it. So the Valley of the Giants treetop walk is a suspended sky-high walkway. It's 40 metres above the forest floor, so you're walking through the canopy of 400-year-old Tingle tree giants. How cool is that, Danny?
That sounds pretty all right.
It's pretty awesome. It's designed to immerse you in the forest, like literally immerse you, and the walk blends seamlessly into the surrounds and into the trees. So of course, you can't see it from the ground, which is great, but the whole forest, it's ancient and unique red tingle forest. It has these giant tingle trees that trace back to 65 million years ago, Danny.
That's a long, that's a lot of tingle. That tingle's been around for ages.
But the 600-meter walk is suitable for kids, prams and wheelchairs, so that's really good. And then it leads you down into the forest floor, not fast. It just leads you gradually down.
Gradually.
Onto the Ancient Empire Walk, which is a 500-meter loop trail. It takes you literally between into a tree, 400-year-old tingle tree. And back in the day, people used to drive on around and then park their car in the tree and take a photo in the tree. It's like,
whoa,
a hollowed out tree.
That's wild stuff.
Now you can walk there.
That is awesome. You know what is the most awesome thing about that? You, with your fear of heights, doing things where you're going up high to tackle your fear.
Could be just dumb, right?
I am scared of love, and that's why I'm so scared to go to Rottnest Island. In case I fall in love with a quokka.
Which you will.
Quok and roll. I might go there with Jelly Roll when he comes.
Oh, definitely.
Out.
We'll all go.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do a thing. We'll make it a bit of a junket. Thank you so much, Dre. Catch you this time next week.
Yes, catch you then.
This is 2SER Breakfast.